City's busy. Plenty of things going on. The obvious one thing we want to make sure everybody is aware of, by tomorrow at 5 o'clock, if they have any outstanding comments or concerns or anything about the Lenco Bearcat, Friday is your last opportunity to have them heard, guaranteed, by the mayor, correct? As he's going to assemble all these comments and everything. He's probably already done that. And then perhaps we will get a resolution decision something by the end of the month. Tell me all about what's happening there.
Yeah, that's right. We thought it was important to have a set date for folks to shoot for, to get their comments in. And so, as you said, that date is tomorrow, the end of day, and then we'll assemble everything that's come in from the meetings, and we had both written and verbal comments at the meetings that we assembled, and then of course the online comments that have been coming in, text, and really every form that we've received communication. We'll put those together, make those available for the mayor to review. Of course, he'll be speaking with, he's already spoken with folks from Surge, folks from Black Lives Matter, other organizations in town that have, he's reached out to and have reached out to him, the NAACP, the Commission on the Status of Black Males. So it's been, you know, a lot of input, public input. So, you know, now he's going to do the job he was elected to do, which is take all that information under consideration and make a decision.
Mary Catherine, there was some confusion about when he will say what it is he's going to do.
You know, he hasn't told me exactly anything beyond. He just said that by the end of the month, he'll make a decision. So I don't know exactly what day that'll be, but sometime between now and the end of the month. Well, actually, it would be between end of business Friday and the end of the month.
Okay.
There you go, Keith. So we only have, it's like multiple choice. We have the 26th. The 27th, the 28th, we'll figure it out. Right. We just want to remind people so they don't say, well, nobody told us we couldn't. You can always comment, but whether it's going to be taken into consideration or not, that's a little bit of a different story. So if you're involved in this and this is something that is near and dear, you should have already commented, but now you have that. We're doing last call is essentially what's happening here.
That's a great way to put it, yes.
What else is happening?
Well, Mary Catherine, there have been a lot of conversation about the work that's going to be done on Walnut Street and the kind of disruption that's going to happen there. One of the things is, when will that start, and what's the city doing to mitigate the disruptions that could happen?
Well, so the work itself will begin no earlier than May 30th. So we still have some time to plan. We've had people going door to door, speaking with folks in the affected areas, helping them plan. We're going to be rolling out some really detailed maps, looking really closely at both driving and walking opportunities in the area. We've had photos taken of the area. We sent our drone out there, and so we'll be putting out updated maps on a weekly basis. They may not change every week, but we're going to put them out on a weekly basis just so folks are always up to date. We've got some other opportunities for people to learn, you know, what the road conditions are, where they will be traveling. We're working on a new computer program. It's really kind of a phone-based thing where you can just text in, like, for example, South Walnut, and you'll get a reply what the traffic conditions are on South Walnut. So we're doing that. We're also encouraging people, you know, if you can, avoid rush hour, if your employer allows you to stagger your work hours, or if you can telecommute once in a while, all of those are options. Carpooling is a great idea any time, but especially when there's a lot of construction traffic. You know, that saves carbon emissions and is a good way to go, again, anytime. But we're, you know, it's going to be a tough construction season with I-69 extending 2 years past its anticipated time of construction. We have, you know, construction projects take a long time to plan. And when you have the funding in hand, you have a limited amount of time that you can complete those projects and pay for them. It's just how the funding works for a lot of these things. So projects that we thought we would be starting well after I-69 was wrapped up, now are concurrent with the I-69 construction. So, yeah, it's going to be a rough construction season. But again, we're going to be rolling out as many communication tools as we can to keep folks up to date. And they're going to need to take a little responsibility for, you know, trying to find out, okay, what is the best route at this time, this week? You know, what's my, should I change my route a little bit to get to work? But working together, I think we can make the best of a challenging situation. You know, a project like this, it's kind of like planting a tree. When was the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. You know, when's the best time to do road construction? You know, it should. We wish it was already over, but it's not.
And Mary Catherine, can I have the chat bot answer all my questions about traffic, or is he, she, it not ready for what are we doing there?
So it's in beta right now, which means it's still in testing, and they're building it out right now. And yeah, it's our hope that that will be part of our solution. So it's kind of a cool thing. Our innovation director, Tom Miller, has been working on that with other folks in the organization, and we'll be continuing to flesh that out.
Mary Catherine, what's your time frame for how long it's all going to take on Walnut Street?
So our hope, you know, we're really concerned about trying to get things wrapped up so we have as little conflict with MTCSC and their buses as possible. So we hope that the last day for work on that project, the Walnut project, will be September 28th of 18. But, you know, that's barring any unforeseen delays, which we certainly hope won't come up.
Mary Catherine Carmichael's our guest this morning. Pinch hitting for Deputy Mayor Mick Renhuizen. The city's got busy stuff going on this weekend as well. There's a big event coming up on Saturday.
You were talking about the weather forecast for that. I told
Mary
Catherine.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be.
Great planning.
Yeah, nicely done on that. Can you use your powers for good for other things as well?
Well, we're really excited. This is a neat event. I think it's become kind of a family tradition in Bloomington. It's the annual Children's Expo, and there are going to be more than 60 exhibitors and free wellness screenings for elementary age school children. And that'll be, as you said, this Saturday, March 24th, from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Monroe Convention Center. The first 100 families that show up get free swag bags. So that's kind of neat. I don't know what's going to be in those bags.
Oh, it's simple. A poncho and an umbrella.
Oh, well, that would be prudent based on your forecast. Admission is free. Bring some cash for the Expo Lounge with kid-friendly food and drinks. You can purchase that. But if you'd like more information about the Children's Expo, you can always go to our website, bloomington.in.gov, and that'll be under Parks. Or call the Parks Department directly, 812-349-3700.
Mary Catherine, I've been here for a while, and I hear about these Kids City summer camps. Do those fill up? Is that the reason why you're announcing it this early?
You know, I tell you, as a parent, I remember the summer, you know, getting ready for summer, and it's a big thing. You know, you really want to get your planning done early so you have that off your mind. And sometimes camps will fill up. So parents are always wise to just kind of get this box checked off and make sure that you have your child's summer planned. And the nice thing about Kid City is, you know, you can do Kid City all summer. You could do it for just a week. It's really flexible, so that's nice. If you're a family that travels some during the summer and won't be around, you don't have to bite off the whole thing. You can just take it a week at a time. So registration is now open for Kid City Summer Camp, and that's for kids, students in grades kindergarten through grade 7. And they go swimming, they take field trips, they shop for healthy snacks at the farmer's market, they play sports and games, and, you know, they hang out with friends and have a great time. So it's a really, really good program. You know, our Parks Department is award-winning, a nationally recognized program. So it's a nice thing to have here in our backyard. We're really proud of it.
Now,
and again, you can call that same Parks number, 812-349-3700.
I can hear this conversation in some homes. You're not just going to sit around here all summer and do nothing. So for the teenagers out there, some of the kids that are going to be on summer vacation, you got some full-time summer jobs.
We do. Again, Parks and Rec is hiring. We're accepting applications for several full-time summer positions. You can look at a ball field, parks, pools. We've got several jobs available. And if you want to see the whole list, you can go to bloomington.in.gov/parks/employment, or again, that same phone number of 349-3700 will get you where you need to go.
Before I let you go, I got a letter from the mayor. Actually, it was an email. And talking about the Urban Land Institute Advisory Services panel focusing on strategies for the development of the current hospital site. And I said, yeah, I'll be interested in talking to whoever we talk to about that. What are they going to do?
So I'm so pleased that you're planning to participate. You're going to be among about 100 residents who are called upon to weigh in on this from various parts of the community representing various interests in the community. The Urban Land Institute is really a unique and interesting group. They pull together experts from across the country. So we'll have people who are experts in hospital site redevelopment that will come from all over the country bringing their expertise. Some people will have expertise in land use. Some people will have expertise in architecture, just you name it, they'll have knowledge about it. And they bring their knowledge to us and examine our unique situation, gather input from everybody, you'll be among them, Keith, so gather input from local people. They won't just be, one size fits all. They'll really be learning about Bloomington. And then they'll make recommendations. Hey, here are some things that we think would work well for your site.
Do they make those recommendations to the administration? Who do those eventually go to?
Yeah, that's correct. So then the whole community will have an opportunity to review those.
So me and 99 of my closest friends will be talking to this group of experts from around the country?
And each other, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the experts don't know the ins and outs of this town. They want you to help out with that.
Well, you know what? We're going to educate them. We've already sent quite a bit of information out in advance that they'll study and be aware of in advance. And then we'll be taking them on a bus tour, showing them around and giving them some history and context so they can make these recommendations from a really well-informed perspective.
Then I presume from all of this conversation that the city has no chipped-in-stone final outcome for all of this.
Absolutely not.
Well, how could you if you don't have all that information? That's
sometimes the city decides and then, bringing in all
that
this.
That would be putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
We are absolutely not interested in doing that. We genuinely want to get input. This is really a generational project. I mean, it's so rare for 23 acres in the heart of your city to become available for redevelopment, and it's an opportunity that we really feel a strong responsibility to get right. So we're not messing around. We're going to do our absolute best to have the best possible outcome for the community on this project.
And we'd like to apologize in advance. Not everyone's going to get the email like the golden ticket Keith got. But when you're Keith, I mean, you're on all those lists anyhow. You're going to be asked, your opinion is asked on everything.
That's like your golden ticket.
Well, that's exactly right. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I told Mike I'm on a few lists.
I got the reference, Mike. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Keith is on a few lists, but all of them are usually for do-gooders. And speaking of do-gooders, let's remind everybody the Be More Awards are Tuesday night coming up at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Free admission. Come by. See all the great people that make a difference. Our good friend Bet Savage in the city of Bloomington's Volunteer Network Department handling all that. And again, another great layer.
One of my favorite events of the year. Love it.
That is. It'll be a full house at the Buskirk Chumley. Do you have any trivia for us this morning?
I do, sir.
Excellent.
Brian Daly has been working on this for us. So if you're ready, I am.
Let's go.
Okay. Bloomington Innovation. This is low-hanging fruit for you guys.
Good.
Bloomington Innovation Director Tom Miller has announced a new way for area residents to get their city-related questions answered quickly and easily. The program is called A, an info meter, B, a chat bot, C, a text tutorial, D, the HAL 2000.
Keith, I'll let you
chat bot.
This. There you go. We're one. I like how Diane starts easy, and then works her way.
Then kills us.
That's right. Then kills us. That's great.
So if you want to try it out, use your phone and text survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, to 812-558-5987. You can try it yourself. So, but remember, this is in testing right now. We're not quite done, but we love it for people to try it out and give us feedback. All right, number two, this Saturday, Bloomington Parks and Rec is hosting the Children's Expo at the Monroe County Convention Center. The free event will feature A, more than 60 exhibitors, B, no-cost wellness screenings, C, an imagination playground, or D, all of these and a lot more.
D,
my grades in school.
There was no F on your list.
It didn't.
All right.
We tried. Not that hard.
Yeah.
All right. So Expo is designed for families that include A, kindergartners, B, elementary school age children, C, junior high students, or D, high school seniors.
The health thing?
For
elementary.
Kids, baby, kids.
Yeah, right. It's for elementary. Right. Okay, elementary. I have a quick bicentennial.
Yeah, the bicentennial. That's the one. Yeah.
All right. Blacksmith Austin Seward created what local icon? The Three Bears at the Monroe County Public Library, the Harmony School Rhino, the Monroe County Courthouse Fish, or the Griffey Lake Snake?
I know this one, Keith. I'll let you go first.
I'm leaning toward Harmony School, but it could be the fish.
Well, it could be. That's why she gave you a 4.
I know.
Which one are you going to go with?
I'm going to go Harmony.
You got to go with the fish.
I'm going with the fish.
Go with the fish.
I'm going with the fish.
How about the fish?
Yeah, you got to pile a glass on this one.
Okay.
It's a fish.
Got to do it with the fish. Yeah. That's a cool story. Jim Inman told me that a couple weeks ago. I tried to remember.
Well, Inman's handing you that. Wait a second. That's plagiarism and cheating.
That's not what I said. I said he told a story about it, and I remembered the details from his story. So
Diane Daly's not slipping the answers to these questions
absolutely
out,
not. I've missed enough of these in my time to know that's not the case. Remember, D is the letter. Yeah. Great job, Mary Catherine. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. And it's going to be busy at the Kids
Stay
Expo.
Indoors and dry.
My goodness, that's going to be a full house over there. So get over and enjoy it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week, gentlemen.